Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag fire weather warning for the east side of Glacier National Park today from noon to 9 p.m., meaning high winds and low humidity with temperatures in the 70s. Yesterday, the fire there grew from 2,000 to an estimated 4,000 acres, and the number of evacuations both inside and outside the park grew, according to the park's recorded fire information line.
The Rising Sun Complex, St. Mary Campground, and St. Mary National Park Service residential areas have all been evacuated. Glacier County has evacuated the west side of Lower St. Mary Lake and is proceeding with the evacuations on the east shore of Lower St. Mary Lake. They continue to evaluate the town site of St. Mary for possible evacuation.
The Park Service reported extreme fire behavior yesterday, destroying one car and a historic cabin. More ground crews and helicopters are on the way today. Most of the park remains open, but the Going to the Sun Road is closed on the east side. The Cabin Gulch fire continues to burn in the Helena National Forest east of Townsend, Steve Jess reports.
From Front Street in Townsend, it's hard to tell there's a fire, except for the occasional fire engine and the unusual traffic around the Forest Service office. But drive a few miles out of town on Highway 12 and you soon find the landscape dominated by blackened and smoldering trees. No flames are visible from the highway, but Forest Service Public Information Officer Marvin Carpenter says only a fraction of the fire has been put out.
Right now it's listed at 15 to 20% contained. You know, until they get line totally around it and then get that line secured by mopping it up and getting the black cold, we really won't know, but it'll be some days.
The fire started from an unknown cause Tuesday, and high winds quickly fanned it to 2,500 acres. In a few hours, firefighters contained the fire's entire south side, where it abuts U.S. Highway 12. But as of Wednesday afternoon, the northeast and west sides were still out of control, though burning slowly. Last night, residents gathered at the local school to hear Helena Forest Service Supervisor Bill Avey tell them a lot of work remains.
There's been a lot of good progress made. We've had favorable weather today. That being said, it's going to be a while.
Two things helped firefighters get the upper hand on the first day: cooler, damp weather, and the Forest Service had several planes and helicopters available to drop retardant. Townsend Area District Ranger Corey Llewellyn says that was a stroke of luck.
We didn't have a lot going on, and we knew that there were some very high resources in the area, and so we were able to get a lot of aerial support. Come the middle of August, it might not be like that. I just want to make sure folks know that it just worked out well, that we had a lot of resources available.
A new Forest Service team took over the fire late Wednesday. A camp for hundreds of firefighters is taking shape on the highway just outside Townsend. While Tuesday's billowing smoke and towering flames may be out of sight, this fire is a long way from finished. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A judge is deciding whether to stay a case for Missoula to purchase its public drinking water system. The Missoulian newspaper reports the city rejected a valuation offer from Mountain Water Company in a legal battle that's racked up more than $3.4 million in costs for Missoula. Missoula County District Judge Karen Townsend is deciding whether to temporarily halt the case pending the outcome of Mountain Water's appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. The company is asking the court to overturn Townsend's decision allowing Missoula to purchase the system from the Carlisle Group, Mountain Water's parent company. Natasha Jones, an attorney representing the city, says if the motion is denied, the process would move to a three-person committee tasked with valuing the water system. Stay tuned to Montana Public Radio or go to our website for updates on wildfires in Montana. That's mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.